Well, let's see what the owner and GM is thinking. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is Jerry Jones, a few days removed from the loss to Buffalo. I'm sure it still stings, though, doesn't it?
I have had a good life.
Jerry.
Oh, come on.
After that loss, I drank so much that my liver stopped working. And the doctor said if we don't find a hobo that we can hunt down and capture for his liver within a week, I will go see Joseph Stalin in lower heaven.
Jerry.
Oh, okay, don't talk like that.
Hold on. The doctor's here to give me my adrenaline shot to the heart. Go ahead, doctor. Oh, God, I feel so alive now.
Oh, that's safe shot.
Safe shot. Just got one right there. Actually, I think it was a pretty good Thanksgiving. What do you think about that?
I don't know about that. Not out the stadium, it wasn't.
Well, the way I see it, we're in first place in the NFC East.
Yes. Yeah.
And y'all are going to need some crow when we go to Super Bowl this year.
We'll gladly do that.
Y'all going to listen back at today's show, and y'all going to cringe because we're about to go on a run here. Okay. That is just going to be amazing.
All right.
Okay.
And, by the way, we couldn't be expected to beat them Bills.
Why?
Because that Josh Allen, just a Hall of Fame quarterback, don't you think?
Well, he might be
pretty good.
Yeah.
7-8-7-13-10. Well, I'm about to talk about that.
You want to take calls?
I thought that the stadium looked real pretty for Thanksgiving.
I guess, yeah.
Charlotte and her mother sat at the kitchen table for hours with some construction paper, and they made decorations for the stadium, and I thought it looked great.
Yeah, it looked very nice.
And then there's that halftime show featuring some singer that Charlotte saw on her YouTube at her computer there in the kitchen and then invited her to perform at Daddy's Stadium. And since Charlotte's my favorite, I acquiesced.
Did you like that halftime show?
Well, now, I don't know about liking the halftime show, but I love Charlotte Bridges.
Okay. And, you know,
I love her so much, she gets a new 16th birthday party every weekend with pony rides and princess carriage rides and face painting. So I don't mind because Charlotte always does her homework and does her chores and keeps her room clean. So if Charlotte Bridges wants some limey to come over here and do some singing for them Red Kettle people, that's fine with me. I told Charlotte I liked her little 16th birthday party halftime show, but can I tell you something?
Huh.
I didn't understand any of that music.
Well,
I like that big band music. Come
on. You're from a different time.
Bring me some of that Frank Sinatra. I'm good. But, I didn't think that halftime show was very good at all.
No.
But don't make that go public.
That's between
me and you two guys.
We didn't like it either, if it makes you feel any better.
Oh, man, it was the worst, wasn't it? I just thank goodness Jean wasn't sober enough to see that loss.
Oh, stop it.
She was already about three boxes in by the time the game started. So
you need to move her to bottled wine.
She likes that box stuff, you know, when you... They say that you like what you start with, and when we was young, we didn't have much money. She started in on that box wine. She ain't left it ever since.
All right.
She'll be in Paris at the Champs-Élysées and be drinking that box wine.
Well, Jerry, what about your team? What about your coach? You've got to be fed up.
Well, I'm not fed up, and I've heard people talking about that I should fire Jason Garrett, and there's no way that is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I will not fire Jason Garrett. Jason is like the son I never had.
You have two of them.
He's smart. He went to Princeton. He could actually exist in the world without being on my payroll. Now, if I fired him, he could get another job tomorrow. Not in the NFL, but he could get a job, unlike these other two that call themselves my sons.
All right. Come
on. Now, I don't know if y'all saw this, but I was very emotional after that game.
Yeah, it looked like you almost broke down when you were talking to reporters.
I know. I was very emotional because I was in that locker room, and I heard them players yelling and cursing at my little ginger son. And it made Big Jerry so sad.
Oh.
It made Jerry want more drinky drink in my number one grandpa mug.
That is a tough one.
It was so tough to hear that because I love Jason. You know, Jason and I have a great relationship, and some of them players using some of them curse words that involve the MF. I don't know if y'all know what that is, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So that had me all teared up, and just about the time that I get all cleared up from hearing him yelling at my ginger son with the MF, I get my eyes all dried up real nice on my tie. And then Jerry Jr. hauls off and hits me in the nuts with a stick horse.
Yeah, that'll make your eyes water.
And then that had me crying out there in front of reporters.
Oh,
I know. It was very embarrassing.
Yeah.
But Jason Garrett, not going to get fired. And we're about to go on a winning streak of biblical proportions.
Wow.
We are going to win just like in the Bible when Jesus went back into Jerusalem and he won real big after he walked in there on that donkey, and then everybody's all yelling and having a good time. And
yeah, when he went back, that didn't really lead to a good ending. I think you're a little confused. I hope.
Well, that's a good point. I forgot about the whole crucifixion thing. I was thinking more about how we named Christmas after him a lot later.
Okay. I guess long term, yeah. You're thinking long, big picture.
Yes, long term. Long term.
Okay.
They will name Christmas after the Dallas Cowboys.
That's your plan.
That's my plan. So nobody get depressed. Nobody get despairing because the Cowboys are back, baby.
We're Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
Back.
All right, we'll see you.
Not the message I thought we'd hear this morning, that the Cowboys are back.
No, I didn't think so. They don't look back.